Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
I was hoping to start things off with a field recording of some of the Endowment Land's famous frogs there. Obviously, I have a little bit of work to do on that, but at the very least, we did get our A&E fix there. I don't even know if this is still being broadcast on any of these desperate cable stations. So, that was Max Tundra there covering Mike Post and Pete Carpenter's themes in the 1974 TV series, The Rockford Files. And Max Tundra, he is the alias of Ben Jacobs of the UK, and he did grew up learning how to play classical piano, but he loved playing TV jingles and theme songs like that. And from that, he moved on to a Commodore Amiga 500, started recording for Warp Records, and at this point, technically, Max Tundra is retired. His last album was 2008's Parallax Error Beheads You, but as of early this year, he was touring with Girl Talk, so who knows? So, good evening. Happy Easter. Best of Passover, and for you students, is the last week of exams here. This is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's super balmy, though slightly damp, community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be steering this rocket to the moon until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com, and there's a Facebook page, too. And at this point, the chat sessions are starting to build up. It's crazy. Madness all around. Tonight's soundtrack profile will be on Jerry Goldsmith's score to the wonderful 1979 film Alien. It's something I've been planning for a while here, and thankfully I managed to pick up the recent two-disc compilation. That features a lot of the cues from that film, along with some rejects and some of the interesting history behind the film and the score, too. But let's start off here with back out of New York, their duo of Alex Frankel and Nick Millhiser. They're better known as Holy Ghost. And they're part of the DFA label. They opened up for LCD's Sound System's final tour. And at this point, they have a self-titled debut album out now through the wonderful DFA. So enjoy this. This is Holy Ghost with Do It Again.
Without guns, and no jab won't get done, but we're happy.
Their latest album, Nine Types of Light, that was TV on the Radio with No Future Shock. Although they had a little bit of a shock in their present at this point, since the band was prepping for a whole bunch of tour dates and whatnot. And their bassist, Gerard... Gerard Butler? I'll dig up the name after this little break. But at the very least, the bassist unfortunately died. He had been in the hospital for treatment for lung cancer. And at the point, rest of the band was expecting to be recovering just in time, that he would just need a bit of a break before they hit the road. But at the age of 34, he passed away, so very sad news. They've canceled a few dates in light of his passing, but they should be on the road soon enough to hit all those summer European dates. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Tomorrow, there's this fun thing.
In the spirit of grassroots social change, Pull Focus Film School brings together emerging filmmakers, activists, nonprofit practitioners, and media innovators to celebrate its spring program with an open house on April 26th at 306 Abbott Street in Gastown. Come experience the social change spirit, an environment that encourages conversation, collaboration, and filmmaking. Pull Focus Film School is located in the heart of Gastown and offers intensive, affordable documentary film and media courses. Program starts at 7 p.m. For more information, visit pullfocus.org.
And yeah, I was right. I mixed up my notes there. So it was Gerard Smith, who, passed away at the age of 34, bassist for TV on the Radio. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. Coming up next is a little bit of a nugget from Record Store Day, which was not this past Saturday, but the one before Easter itself. And Radiohead, they released a 7-inch that they did release digitally to everyone who bought the recent album online, which was The King of Limbs. There was a lot of talk saying that it's based on how short The King of Limbs was, that they had another second album lined up, but they sort of point blank said no. These were the only other two songs that they had. So they should be released through their new label, Ticker Tape. It's like a little self-boutique thing, but through Europe, it's going to be XL still, and then in North America, it's the TBD. And I think Maple Music is still tied to it somewhat. But here's the B-side to the Super Collider single, so here's Radiohead, and this is Butcher. from the latest EP, Lost Dream. That was Digits from Toronto. And that was Pale Green Morning. And if you do pay attention to the internet at any point, he has a lot of stuff uploaded on Bandcamp. One thing that Digits has done recently is they've remixed a fellow Toronto band called Madrid, which isn't confusing at all. It is just 5 before 8 p.m. here in the Pacific. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and let's hop over to Abbotsford, a land, as Patton Oswalt called, is full of candy apple slides and wireless routers. So Teen Days is from there, and he has a whole bunch of music out at this point. And this is another thing that was self-released and has a glorious life on Bandcamp. And if you are a regular reader of Discorder, which is our sister paper publication, he was the cover art person on February. So from his EP or album, My Bedroom Floor, here is Teen Days, and this is Discovery.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
All those Easter eggs. her sophomore album, Moon of Neptune. That was Gelarissa there with Sisu. Now, Sisu in Finn means that sort of undefinable character, but the perseverance, no matter what the odds, although some people say it's just foolhardiness in the sense of desperation, but a lot of people also see that as the name of a Finnish brand of vitamins as well, too, so the idea of strength despite the odds. And that song, though, is in Finnish, although it was talking more about Sisu being sort of like a poor character that sort of has to struggle through life there, which is kind of appropriate, but, you know, it's a... fits in with the Finnish mentality. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I am Gak. This is Vancouver as it faces the beginning of spring. We were teased this weekend during the Easter weekend of how beautiful things will be, but it looks like it's rain here on in for a while. And coming up next, we're going to hop over to wonderful New York for a is this where we're actually? Yes, New York for Blonde Redhead. At this point, they are just a trio. They have, well, as long as I've known them, they have been a trio featuring Kazu Makino and the twins Simone and Amadeo Pace. They've been on 4AD for a while now, and a lot of their artwork is almost influenced by that since then. Their most recent album was 2010's Penny Sparkle, and one of the songs here is remixed by the band formerly known as Games, but they're now known as by their last names, Lopatin and Ford. And Lopatin is Daniel from 10 Tricks Point Never, and Ford is Joel from Tiger City. So here is the Lopatin and Ford remix of Blonde Redhead's My Plants Are Dead, something I usually have to worry about with all the travel I have to do as of late.
Yeah.
from their forthcoming album, Eye Contact, which will be coming out May 10th through 4 AD. That was Gang Gang Dance, and that was Through and Through. And part of the reason that we like Gang Gang Dance, along with their sort of experimental rhythms that way, is they have ties to the Boredoms out of Japan. And back on August 8th, 2008, as we say, 08, 08, 08, they took part of the Brooklyn session of Boredoms' 88 drummer session that way. And something just to commemorate the arbitrary numbers of the universe. Here's some exploding head movies here. Stick around. We have more wonderful, weird music coming up. But if you're doing anything this Sunday, this is a great day for great food.
Did you say dance?
Vancouver, mark your calendars if you want to dance in the streets. Greek Day on Broadway, presented by Krenos Foods, will take place Sunday, June 26th. Many volunteers are needed. Please check out our website for more details. Visit GreekDay.com or call 604-783-4091.
We'll be right back.
from Brooklyn. That was White Ring, and that is the title track to their 2010 EP called Suffocation Through the High Scores Recording Library. And White Ring is Brian Kirkilmas and Kendra Malia. And they've been doing some fantastic, wonderful stuff that way. Fits in with that dark wave, evil drone type thing. I'm not going to say it's Witch House per se, but it has elements of that. There's some Exploding Head movies here on CITR. And yeah, we'll stay in the deep end of the pool for this next little set here. And from San Francisco, this act is called Water Borders, although they're signed to a UK label called Hungry for Power. It has that nicer Bristol UK bass feel. And from a 12-inch for the Echo single, this is a remix by Petals. So here's Water Borders with the Petals remix of AKKO.
dude buddies, you are listening to CITR. It's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
Chicago. This is Zillionople, which is named actually after a northern suburb of Pittsburgh, and that is off their last year's album, Give It Up, and that is Watersaw. They're the trio of Matt Christensen on guitar, Brian Harding on saxophone and guitar, and then Mike Weiss on drums and percussion, but feature some beautiful looping there. Nice ambient textures. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gak, and we'll be listening to the Alien soundtrack shortly. But first off, if you are a friend of CITR, that means you have a card in your wallet, your purse, somewhere easily accessible. That gets you discounts. This is what works on the drive.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Robots work in my grocery store now. They do. You know how a grocery store works. You bring your items up, and the checkout clerk grabs them, and they wave them over a laser beam, and the laser beam adds them up. You pay the clerk. They put your food in a bag. You take your bag out to the car. Well, with the new grocery robots, you bring the food up to the robot. You wave the food over the laser beam. You pay the robot. You put the food in the bag. And you take the bag out to your car. Because my grocery store got all of my letters where I said, I want to be a checkout clerk. So, and by the way, the grocery robots are not zipping around the store, booping and beeping. They are cemented to the ground. They don't leave the store. And good for them, because there's badass robots out in the world. These guys would be the prison punks of the robot world. They'd be at the bottom of the ladder. It's like, what kind of robot are you? It's like, I'm a drone plane. I drop bombs over enemy countries. Like, wow, that's awesome. What kind of robot are you? I weld the sides onto aircraft carriers. Holy shit. What kind of robot are you? I know how much kumquats cost. Punch. So they are safe in the supermarket. The first time I saw them, I had my card. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know what they were. And then a checkout woman swooped up and said, do you want to know how this works? Which broke my heart. She's already working as a checkout clerk. And then she came into work that day, and the manager said, today your job includes introducing the public to the robots that are putting you on the street. Make sure to do that. And then my heart broke even worse when she explained how it works. I was like, yeah, how does this work? And she said, okay, here's how this works. First, I got pregnant in high school. Then, my baby's daddy decided not to leave his wife, but he did stop being my guidance counselor. So none of my transcripts went to colleges. Now I'm going to take you through the next 11 years and 8 seconds. Ready? Meth, 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 biker boyfriend, dead cop, technicality, rehab, Jesus, pharmacy assistant, meth, checkout clerk. Then wave your food over this laser beam and place it in the bag. Do you have any meth? No? Then we'll end on place your food in this bag. That's how this works.
All right, and there was Patton Oswalt with Grocery Robots off his last album, Light Weakness is Strong. And he was here in Vancouver with Graham Clark. They were at the Vogue Theater on Saturday. A hilarious time. And if you're going to be in Seattle anytime soon, he will be recording a new album there. Now, we're going to test out something with the phones here. We're going to be doing a little bit of an experiment as we bring Mr. Gavin Walker on the line. How are you, Gavin?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks. You're coming up at 9 p.m. here very shortly.
Yes.
And what is tonight's jazz feature?
The jazz feature shortly after 11 is celebrating Ella Fitzgerald's birthday. She would have been 94 today.
Okay.
And I'm featuring an album. I think it's one of her finest. It's a classic. It's called Ella in Berlin.
Ella in Berlin.
And she her voice is just pristine on that. She could do no wrong on that album.
Excellent. When was that recording made?
February of 1960.
1960, okay.
Yeah, and there was an audience of about 12,000 people at the Deutschland Hall in what was then West Berlin.
Excellent.
And so that's going to be the future. We have lots of other stuff coming up, of course, right at 9 o'clock. And I hope to be talking to a very fine Hammond organist who's a protege of Joey DeFrancesco. And he'll be phoning, and we'll be talking to him. His name is Pat Bianchi. We'll be hearing some of his music and having a short chat with him as well.
Excellent.
Through our system, which obviously works.
My goodness, the power of technology is in our hands and is benefiting all our listeners at this point. Excellent. All right, I can't wait for that, Gavin. I'm sure our listeners can't wait for that either. So that is Gavin Walker, host of The Jazz Show, coming up at 9 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right. Hitting all the wrong buttons here, as that is my first attempt dealing with all that wonderful stuff. Now, we'll just cue up a little something here. And what we are listening to very quietly in the background, maybe not so quietly anymore, this is a little bit from Alien. This is our soundtrack profile here on Exploding Head Movies. This is composed by Jerry Goldsmith, conducted by Lionel Newman, and this is performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. In space, no one can hear you scream. From 1979, this is the film directed by Ridley Scott, starred Sigourney Weaver in her defining role, featuring design by H.R. Geiger. Of course, the xenomorph alien, but a whole bunch of the other Sarah set design as well, too. Originally, this film was called Star Beast. An alien combined a wonderful mix of Hitchcockian suspense, science fiction, and some slasher film techniques. It borrows a lot of this early Italian film called Vampires in Space, but this definitely set its own pace here. As featuring seven workers on a mining spaceship, they get a signal from a nearby planet. They're ordered to investigate, and things go really, really wrong. Now, Goldsmith composed the score to Alien. It was very complex at the time, and along with the orchestra, he added some acoustic instruments like the didgeridoo, the serpent, and a conch shell. And then he also used a tape delay mechanism called the Echoplex, which he had used past in the films like Patton before. And we've profiled, at least I've profiled back in the Radio Free GAC days, S. Goldsmith, with his wonderful score to Planet of the Apes. So Goldsmith's definitely one of those hardcore types who definitely isn't afraid to push the envelope as things go. Now, the use of Goldsmith's score in Alien had a little bit of controversy, since the film didn't totally rely on Goldsmith's music in good faith at first. Some of the music was removed from the film. Temporary tracks that were deployed were kept in. The music was used in different scenes. And cues from Goldsmith's 1962 film Freud, The Secret Passion, were kept when the film first came out. And the main theme, which we're listening to right now in the background, it went unused. And it forced Goldsmith to score what we are about to hear. And that is a starker, more minimalist piece here. So I'm going to shut my trap here for a bit, which is always the case here with soundtracks. Last thing you want is someone talking over the film. So we're going to listen to the rescored alternative, which appeared on the DVD, and then listen to a few cues that way. I'm going to try to cue up something, one of the favorite monologues I have from the Android Ash. So here's the rescored alternative, Jerry Goldsmith and the National Philharmonic Orchestra with the main title to Alien.
understand what you're dealing with, do you? Perfect organism. Its structural perfection is matched only by its hostility.
You admire it.
I admire its purity. Survival. I'm clouded by conscience, remorse, or delusions of morality.
Look, I've heard enough of this, and I'm asking you to pull the plug.
Last word.
What?
I can't lie to you about your chances, but you have my sympathies.
We're gonna blow up the ship.
As always, we just seem to run out of time. We started off with the Rescored alternative to the main title, to Alien. Then we heard the Alien Planet. Then we heard the soft flutes there of The Passage. Then we heard Ian Holm as the Android Bishop as he gave his little speech prior to being shut down. Then we heard Parker's Death. And in the background, we're listening to the lush orchestrated end titles, which feature the original theme to Alien in all its glory. But when it was released in the theaters in 1979, it was replaced with a selection from, I believe it was Movement 2 of Howard Hanson Eaton's Symphony No. 2. And in 1979, 20th Century Records released the soundtrack LP, and it featured 35 minutes of highlights from Goldsmith's score, presenting it basically as he intended, with the original main and end titles intact, but it didn't really sound that well, and it missed out a lot of cues. Like, The Passage wasn't included, Parker's Death wasn't either. And there was a whole litany of other ones included there. So in 2007, as part of the DVD releases that the Alien quadrilogy had come out at the time, there was a request to restore the soundtrack as well. So Entrada, a small little label, took up the task. They released a two-disc set, rounded everything out with alternative takes and rewrites, and even a couple of like session studio cues there with Goldsmith. And it sounds fantastic. So if you can find that, hopefully that will stay in print for the next little while. And it's a great soundtrack. Scary as hell film, though. I remember watching when I was 6 years old, and yeah, that did a little bit of damage. Nightmare fuel provided. So that is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., as we heard over the phone. I'm assuming that did work over the phone, because I did see things wiggle around. It is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, and he'll be with you for 3 hours. Ella Fitzgerald, Ella in Berlin will be the soundtrack or the jazz feature. And there'll be phone interviews and the usual wonderful jazz mix that Mr. Walker does provide. Then at midnight, it is P-Bone bringing you Canada Post Rock. He will provide some late night programming, and then Tuesday, 6 a.m., CITR picks up again. Pacific Picking with Arthur and Andrea, 6 a.m. Tuesday. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule. You'll find Exploding Head Movies there in its Monday night slot. And then as well, just go to iTunes, look for CITR, look for Exploding Head Movies. It'll be there. Go to Facebook. You can find it there too once we get everything sorted out. So next week, I'm going to be somewhere else. So I'm going to pre-record a show, assuming everything works out okay with technology, because I've definitely had one of those days where things wouldn't work out that well. So I'm going to be in Houston, and I'll sort of close things off here. So from Soul Coughing's 1998 album, El Oso, this is Houston. Take care. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Jazz Show on CITR, FM and Cable, 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.